Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Speaking of hate watching, you hate watching the PGA Championship too against the LIV players?
Yes. But, you know, I'm rooting for Ryan, obviously. Ryan Linehan, local guy I know, and fired up for him. But it's tough, man, because, you know, he's
not likely to make the cut.
No, he's not likely to make the cut. He's going to have a rough morning, but it's the PGA, right? I mean,
he's tied with Phil Mickelson right now.
Well, that's what I told him last night. I said, hey, dude, you had the same score as Dustin Johnson.
Here's who he's tied with right now. He's tied with Justin Rose,
yeah,
Phil Mickelson, and he's ahead of guys like Dustin Johnson. So yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Well, probably not going to make the cut, but you can say that you beat those guys, and that's all right with me.
Yeah, man. I mean, a bad day at work for you is better than every day at work for all the rest of us.
They're at the PGA Championship. It's amazing. What a thrill.
Yep. Really cool. But yeah, I don't root for the LIV guys.
No, not at all. Not even a little.
Yep.
Failure.
By the way, I don't want to pass this along to the person who had the take that Santander would make more sense than Bregman and the Tigers take it on Santander.
Uh-huh.
But there's a story that was just posted from FanSided. 10 offseason moves MLB teams are already regretting. Number one, Anthony Santander, Toronto Blue Jays, 5 years, $92.5 million. Somebody, man, had a bad take.
And maybe now you know why it was the average, you know, on that is whatever it is, $19, $18 million. Mm-hmm. Now you know, as opposed to, wait a minute, those numbers would tell you he deserves to get like a $25, $30 million a year contract.
To be fair, Bregman also made the list.
As what?
As one of the deals that teams are already regretting.
They're regretting it?
Yes, because of the toxic situation they've created with Rafael Devers. And that the Red Sox might be forced to trade Devers at a loss. But
well, I mean, Devers is still playing.
Yeah.
And he's still hitting.
Toxic situation, though.
I mean, they did get swept by the Tigers.
Toxic situation. All right, 248-539-9797, back to your open line calls. Josh and Warren, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Josh.
All right, fellas. I know this is going to be a little sacrilege, what I'm about to say. And I know, Doug, you've had your moment the last couple of weeks with Boston.
Yeah.
But I'm not rooting for the Maple Leafs, but I'm kind of like pushing my rooting interest towards them to make it to the cup for the simple fact of I just need to see a team as cursed as the Lions make it. All right. Because I've seen the Cubs make it and there's belief. You've seen the Red Sox win it. There's belief. You see all these teams that have these horrid pasts like the Lions make it to the promised land. It gives you a little bit more hope with your team because I still haven't really recovered from San Francisco loss because we were a half away from the promised land. And now it feels like we're taking steps back. And, you know, we didn't make it there last year. And, you know, this year is uncertain. So it's like, one of those things where it's like, I'm just want, you need to see it happen. And that's the only reason why I kind of rooting for Toronto.
No, that's a really interesting mental mind game you've played with yourself. I kind of get where you're coming from. Because
I don't want to live in the misery, because, you know, misery loves company. And if you're just rooting for them to be bad, and it's just like that mind frame of like, you just need to see a team get over the hurdle. Like our team, we have in our own town that has never been there. And when was the last time Toronto? The '60s? None of us were even alive for it.
Yeah. No, I hear where you're coming from. I guess I don't want the Lions to be like the last of the cursed teams. You know what I mean? And that'll I'll feel grim if we're the last of the cursed teams. You're manufacturing hope in watching one of these cursed teams have success. I would start to feel like, God, we are the cursed of the cursed.
Well, then, yeah, because I mean, there's a few of us left. You got Toronto, you got Cleveland, you have the Lions, then a few of the expansion teams, but like the historical base foundation of this country that has never won a championship. You just need to get off that list. And when you see teams finally get off that list, you're just like, okay, it could be our year. And that's the only thing that's got going for me with this team.
All right, cool. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Josh. 248-539-9797. So we were talking to people just joining us and didn't know what that was in reference to. We asked what would be more gratifying, watching a rival, a team that we go way back with, the Toronto Maple Leafs, blow a 2-0 series lead and lose to Florida tonight, or watching the Celtics come back from 3-1 down, losing their best player and upsetting the Knicks with having to win 3 games without Jason Tatum. That would be one of the all-time biggest gag jobs ever if the Knicks can't get this done.
It would be, yeah. I mean, it's handed to them.
Yep.
Best player is out of the series for Boston.
Handed.
Just take it.
Handed. Kang, you're laughing behind
the glass. I was just going to say that tonight, the Knicks game is the highest priced ticket in Knicks history.
Is it really?
Yeah. So there'll be a lot of disappointed.
Oh, considering when was the last time they were relevant?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this obviously plays in, you know,
John
current
Starks?
Time. Yeah, probably.
So correct me if I'm wrong. If the Knicks lose tonight, that means a bunch of rich New Yorkers would be disappointed.
Exactly. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, see Spike Lee being upset.
I got to tell you, that is really, really an attractive scenario.
And Ben Stiller had a nice thing to say about Detroit, though. Can't be mad at Ben.
I know. Plus, he made Severance.
Oh, good God.
Dude. So, Gator, he's not the only one. Doug, I'm talking about Doug. Like, the Severance crowd, man, they love Severance.
They don't
love
stop
it.
Talking about it.
Hold on. I don't want to get you hostile towards it, so I don't bring it up very much.
I'm trying not to get hostile, because I really do want to start watching an episode to see how I feel about
there's
it.
There's nothing worse than somebody constantly telling you, dude, you got to watch The Wire. You got to watch. No, stop. You got to go home today. Don't do anything else and start watching The Wire.
Probably should.
Because then I get home, then the next day you show up at work. Did you watch The Wire? No, I didn't watch The Wire.
Wire's pretty good.
But I wouldn't do this. Yeah, dude, I was thinking about, I got a lot of catching up to do, and we're about to be empty nesters. I might have to watch The Wire. But, but that's the
not
one that
because
got.
You told me to.
So I'm making sure I don't do that to you.
No, you're not. You're not. It's just, it's funny. Like, we can get you going, just mention the word Severance, and you light up. You get all excited.
Little Zolly. Next thing I know, I don't remember anything. Okay. Gator. Did you see what they announced the Tigers are doing? They announced this morning. Ludacris is coming to Detroit.
From Fast and Furious fame?
For a post-game concert on Friday, June 13th.
He's going to fly in on the Fiero?
Was he the one that drove the Fiero in that movie?
He was riding shotgun in the Fiero.
Was it Tyrese that was driving?
Tyrese was driving it.
Tyrese was steering.
Tyrese was steering the Fiero in space.
In space.
Because that's how it would work.
The wheels. You got to turn the wheels.
You gotta turn the wheel. It's the most ridiculous movie in the history of cinema. And yet it's awesome.
Did he break? Hit the brakes to slow down in space.
No, you can only try to gain speed is what he was trying to do. He had to get out there quickly. They had to get to this satellite or whatever the hell. I don't even know what the premise was. At the
All time. Right, so the Tigers tweet out 2 hours ago, Ludacris is coming to Detroit for a post-game concert on Friday, June 13th. Make the most of your experience with VIP and special ticket packages. Don't act the fool and get your tickets now. Aren't Friday nights firework nights?
Yep.
Oh, Luda. Luda's going to tell the stage people to move, bitch, get out the way, right? With the fireworks. Luda!
So Tony Paul had a follow-up tweet. Post-game concert June 13th. Fans can get access to the field for the show.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
That's my first thought.
Doing a concert, that's kind of what you would do, right?
I don't know that letting the fans on the field, I'm going to assume if they play at home on Friday, they also play at home on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, this is curious. So I wonder if they'll just put like the tarp on the infield and let the fans be on the infield.
It's a game against Cincinnati and they have a 1:10 start the next day.
That does not give them a lot of time to recover.
No. I'm not sure this is a great idea.
You going to go?
I don't know where I'm going to be June 13th. I probably will. It depends. We got a baseball tournament that weekend. I don't know what I'll be doing, but by 7:10, we might have a night game. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll make it.
We shall see. Well, I get tickets because Ludacris is doing a post-game concert.
I mean, Flag Day's the next day. It's a kind of...
You'll be in Flag Day preparations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big day.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Now everybody knows.
Gator, if you go to this concert post game, you should actually wear your cleats. This is the
finally, man.
Yeah,
here we go.
So Gator famously wore cleats to, was it Monsters of Rock at the Silverdome?
That's right.
And he wore cleats. The reasoning was...
You got to be prepared if something goes down.
Just in case.
Yeah.
In case he had to make any cuts.
Right. Dumbest idea ever.
And how sore were the feet?
Standing for a 14-hour concert wearing cleats. Not smart.
How many hundreds of people saw you that day and thought, is Buddy wearing cleats?
Probably, yeah. I mean, it was... Not my smartest decision as a 18-year-old.
We got another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up today at 12:35. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They care more, so you win more. That's why I would recommend our guy Steve and his crew to anybody that I know that would be in need of an auto or truck accident lawyer. Then, because they specialize, they've recovered more million-dollar auto accident results than any other lawyer or law firm in Michigan. They are the best when it comes to this. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Some percentages.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Detroit Lions-based.
More math.
Now that the schedule has been released, that has allowed The Athletic to use Austin Meek's NFL projection model, which forecasts the quality for each team and then simulates each game of the regular season and playoffs until a Super Bowl champion emerges. They ran 100,000 season scenarios. 100,000. And they... came up with who wins the most times, right? As you would expect.
Sure.
How many times out of 100,000 scenarios do you think the Lions won the Super Bowl?
Uh, 10% would be 10,000. Mm-hmm. That's math.
Yep, well done.
Thank you. 7,852.
Kang, out of 100,000 scenarios, you think it's more or less than 7,852 times that the...
I will say less.
Less. It is less, but not by much. 6,500 times.
I win the showcase showdown. Yeah. I bet a dollar.
Well, we probably have to go. We're both over.
No, you were over. I bet a dollar.
Sure.
Did you hate the dollar bidders?
Yeah. I couldn't stand them. I'm like, just go a dollar. Just how about make it reasonable? You know?
You know what? You know what it is?
The lowest bid is $600. Don't go a dollar. How about you go like $300?
One thing I've discovered about Gator, Gator hates loophole guy.
Yep.
Hates loophole guy. Mm-hmm.
Though I understand what you're saying, you go a dollar to cover all your bases, man. Why even take that chance?
Bring it up a little bit. You're fine. You're going to be okay.
So if somebody went $2, you'd be better with that? Clearly not. All right, so the Ravens won it 11.9% of the time. The Bills won it 10.1% of the time. The Chiefs won it 9.9% of the time. The Eagles won it 7.8% of the time. Then the Lions 6.5% of the time. So the Eagles and Lions were the first two teams in the NFC with the most most of these projections winning the Super
Bowl. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you asked me how many times the Eagles would win it.
No, I did not.
Oh.
What NFC team do you think is next? Eagles 1, Lions 2. What Washington. NFC team do you think is next? You go Washington?
Washington.
Kang, do you agree or disagree? You think it's going to be Washington? Actually, no, let's not do it this way. Washington is wrong. Kang, you're up.
Oh.
What NFC team won it the next most number of times?
Not my choice, but I think the simulations say the Rams.
The Rams is wrong. Gator, you're up.
Green Bay.
Green Bay is wrong. Back to Kang.
The 49ers.
Correct.
Boo.
Yeah.
They suck. Come on. That's not going to happen.
They got an easy schedule this year on paper.
Which is a dangerous game to play, but...
That's why I said on paper.
Yeah, no, you covered your base.
Still got to play playoff games.
That's my $1 bid.
49ers, 5.7% of the time. Packers, 5.1%. Rams, 5.0%. Buccaneers, 4.1%. Commanders, 3.3%.
No respect for the team that got to the NFC Championship.
I mean, none. Bears, 0.9% of the time. There were three teams that were less than 0.1%. Jets, Browns, and Titans.
All AFC teams. Hmm.
Yep. Giants were at 0.1%. Saints were at 0.1%.
Saying there's a chance.
Yep. So they also projected the average number of wins. Lions' average number of wins was 10.3, which is on mark with the 10.5, the 10.5. You know what I was trying to square? Yeah, from Vegas. Sorry, that's the over-under. I'm trying to square this. I saw somebody printed up point spreads for every one of the Lions games.
Mm-hmm.
They're the favorite in 12 of the 15 games, 12 of the 17 games. So they're the underdog five times. But the over-under... is 10.5. Now, I believe it's the Bills are favored in every game, and their over-under, I believe, is 11.5. Does that mean Vegas is sending the message, take the over with these teams?
I don't know. I think like everybody else, you know that you can say, okay, this team should be favored, but we know that doesn't mean they're going to win.
Of course.
And every team loses games that they expect to win and wins games they expect to lose. That's just how it works. So I don't know if it says to that. I mean, maybe it does for the Bills more so.
Somebody on Twitch wants to know what bothers you more. $1 bidder.
Okay.
Or if Gator bid $400, the next guy bids $401.
That's a bitch move, but I would say it is. I think the $1 bidder bothers me more.
Bothers you more than the guy that basically takes you out and gives you no chance to win?
All right, you convinced me. That guy sucks. They both suck.
I mean, the guy that goes last
has all the advantage. Yeah.
All the advantage.
Yeah.
Because you can either go the $1 or you could just $1 higher than the highest bidder. It's kind of like, it feels like you're betting the field there a little bit, doesn't it?
100%, yeah.
Yep. Would you do it? Could you bring yourself to do it?
If somebody bids $400, I got the last bid, I go $401?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want the showcase showdown, okay? I want to spin the giant wheel to get me there, right?
Yep.
I want all of it. I want to make the putt. I want to climb the mountain. I want to play Plinko. I want to do it all.
I saw something circulating.
But I can't do any of that.
Unless you get up
on
stage.
If I don't get up on stage.
I can't remember if it was Walmart or Costco, but something was circulating online that you can buy a giant Plinko board now.
I think it was Costco.
Was it?
Yeah. They have everything.
Would you get a Plinko board?
Might have to.
Yeah.
Might have to.
It would be so much fun at parties.
Oh, yeah.
To turn it into a drinking game.
Oh, dude, they call it Drinko.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is
a thing. Yeah, not original. Sorry,
okay.
Doug.
No, it's okay. At least I didn't say sign. At least I didn't say sign Anthony Santander.
No, who would say that? No,
who would
Doug?
Say that? No. Who would say that, Doug? Yeah, a giant Plinko board for
Drinko sounds like it's fun.
Yeah, there's a couple ways you can do this. You could put like different drinks at the bottom, line them up, and then whatever the
different shots.
Yep.
Or outcomes like you do you get a shot of tequila, a shot of whiskey. You have to do a
motor oil,
lemon drop,
No, don't
cement mixer or shotgun of beer, whatever, or beer bong, whatever, you know, all those stuff. Or politely sip
water.
Right.
You could have water as an option.
You could.
It is an option.
Yeah. That might be what you want eventually if you keep playing Drinko.
I did try a new beer last night.
And?
It was spectacular.
Oh.
It is, it might be my favorite beer now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right to the top, huh?
Yeah. Both has.
It's quite a debut.
Flavor and long haul capabilities.
Okay.
Because it's a light, but it's Oberon light. First time I had. I bought a six-pack of it a few weeks ago and hadn't gotten to it. And I cracked one open last night. It is absolutely delicious.
Really?
It seems more citrusy than normal Oberon is.
Intriguing.
And yet it's light. And it's a long haul. I really, really enjoyed that. It is absolutely going to be my go-to for the summer.
Okay. Good to know. I haven't tried it yet.
Oberon light gets a huge thumbs up. For me. Yeah, right? It's got different tastes.
Sure.
But big fan. Huge fan of it.
It's more than a thumbs up, it sounds like. This is number one.
Yeah, it is.
Debuting the charts, my friend.
It goes right to the top.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. I don't like the tall, skinny can. It's in the tall, skinny can.
Pour it into a cold mug.
Yeah, I can do that.
Twin Peaks style.
I can get over
Freeze that mug for 6 hours.
But it's something I'm going to look forward to all summer long.
All right, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That? Coming up at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Today's a great national day. You know, we had a national taco day, a national beer day. Today's a really, really good one. And we will get to that coming up shortly. Did you see the headline, man found pleasuring himself inside Lowe's display shed?
I did see that. The headline.
The headline. Yep.
You didn't actually see that.
I did not see it. No, I was not in Georgia.
Yes, it was in Jasper, Georgia. James Kaliavas, 66-year-old Georgia man, pleasuring himself at a Lowe's. Was it the Makita? Was it the Scott's Turf Builder? What was it?
Was it a Poulan?
What was it, man?
Was it one of those battery-operated blowers? That's not what it's used for. I need to test this out in the shed. Good God, man. A Lowe's, huh?
Yeah, at a Lowe's.
You guys ever see a guy walk through the garden section and smack the bag of mulch? You may have took this a little too far.
The topsoil? Yep.
Yep, that's
firm topsoil. I'm ready to plant a seed.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, you grow flowers. What are we talking about?
Is that what it is?
I mean, not that guy's case. I'm going to slap some topsoil. It's a whole different meaning with this guy.
Well, there you go. Careful, Dave. Watch out at the Lowe's.
Is that why they got rid of the hot dogs at Lowe's?
I think it was Home Depot.
Well,
and they're back, aren't they?
Lowe's used to have them, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did you say Ho Depot?
Oh, man. That was not a headline I was expecting to read this morning.
No.
I saw that. I was like, wow. I didn't put it on my show sheet, but you and I independently came up with the same story there.
Yep. All right, you ready for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
You know I am.
We got a lot of stuff today. A lot to work our way through.
Okay. So I'm having a snack here during the commercial break, so I am hungry.
Here we go. Start at McDonald's. They got a new flavor of McFlurry, the birthday cake McFlurry made with creamy vanilla soft serve and blended with frosted cake-flavored confetti cookie dough pieces and birthday cake-flavored syrup. The birthday cake McFlurry. Gator, are you going to eat that?
100% I would, but you also know that it'll never be operable. Because every time you go to ask for a McFlurry, sorry, machine's not working. Mm-hmm. So... I mean,
Seems to be a common ailment.
Bit of a tease.
Yep. Kang, the birthday cake McFlurry. Are you going
to
eat that?
I mean, I'm exactly what Gator just said. I would love to when available. Yeah. Like, you know, this guy, he's more load management than an NBA player. Never available.
I mean, never.
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 I'm a no, and the standard is always, does it sound better than a Dairy Queen Blizzard to me? And if the answer is no, I'm probably never going to get that.
I mean, it sounds the same as a Dairy Queen Blizzard. Literally a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Well, I will say this.
They have a birthday cake Blizzard.
And I would never order the birthday cake one either. So
fair enough.
I'm out. Krispy Kreme.
Yep.
Has released some new donuts, including the Pac-Man Party Donut. The original glazed donut is piped with yellow buttercream flavored icing, sprinkled with celebration sprinkles and topped with a Pac-Man piece.
What piece of Pac-Man are we topping? 100%. Yeah, it's first of all Krispy Kreme. You had me there. It's a glazed donut. Yep. You're going to add to it with some buttercream frosting. Uh-huh. Game on. And then you decorate with some sprinkles and make it a Pac-Man theme. Who wants that donut? This guy. Hell yes.
Can you?
Oh, give me Pac-Man. Give me Miss Pac-Man. Give me it all. I'm not even a donut guy, but that sounds delicious.
Pac-Man fever.
Yes, yes, and I am a no. I can't. I literally can't remember the last time.
What if I told you it was bendable? It's like
there
Flex Seal.
Pliability to a donut. Yeah.
Yeah. Does that change your mind at all? I mean,
no.
Comparing that to the protein.
No, I'm good. Next up,
the fake Pop-Tart, the fart, as we call it.
How about this? Bloomerangs.
All right, you're gonna have to explain because that sounds like something I don't want to look up.
Outback Steakhouse has come out with something called the fried mozzarella bloomerang.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
It's fried mozzarella, breaded and fried with the seriously irresistible bloomin' onion spices, and served with a side of marinara. And then the story goes on to say they just might bring about world peace. Gator, sweet, the bloomerang.
Sweet Jesus, yes. Oh, my God. How many of these can we get at a time? Could we just keep peeling them off like the Bloomin' Onion? Like, oh, here's another petal of delicious cheese?
Well, have you ever had, like, fried mozzarella? It's like it's not in a petal. It's just
Understand. I just wondered if they were doing it like that. But
they're
but
not.
No, it's the fried mozzarella stick with the, yes! God, yes!
Can you?
Yeah, man, who doesn't like cheese sticks? Like, cheese sticks? Mozzarella sticks?
Doug's
I think we know the guy.
No, Doug's in.
I think I'd actually have to try this.
Oh, yes.
This sounds too good. Next up, Texas Roadhouse is coming out with three brand new dips. I'll just give you one of them. The fried pickle dip tastes like the tart and deep savory flavors of golden fried pickles. It is a dip, like fried pickles. Gator, you're going to eat that.
I like fried pickles, but a dip? A dip for what? What am I dipping in this? French fries? What am I dipping?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
I mean,
you buy it in a grocery store and bring it home, so you can use it however you want.
I mean, if somebody had it, I would try it, and if I liked it, obviously go get it. But I would try this. I love dips. I like dipping. Like if I have a hamburger, I got it. I don't necessarily. I put a little bit of mustard and ketchup on the burger, but I also put on the side and I dip it, dip the burger in that. So if I got this, like a fried pickle dip, it's almost like I'm envisioning that to be like a Big Mac sauce type thing, right? With a little kick to it. So I would dip this. Get some chicken tenders.
Dude, it was yes or no. Kang, are you? So Gator's a yes. Kang, are you going to eat this?
I'm a yes.
I'm a dip guy too, but exception every rule. I'm not a pickle guy. You know this. So I'm out on this because of the pickle flavor.
Kenny, you in?
Yeah, Kenny's a pickle.
Look at this.
Absolutely. My girlfriend made something similar to this the other weekend, and we were dipping chips in it. I think we actually did dip chicken nuggets in it. It was so good. Elite dip, I got to tell you.
Wow. Right.
I'm a no. I don't like pickle stuff, pickle flavored stuff, so I'm out. Next up, Mountain Dew and Papa John's.
Okay.
They got a collab here on a Cinna Dirty Soda Kit. Cinna Dirty Soda Kit. Dirty sodas have become all the rage. Well, there's no exact definition for a dirty soda. It's understood that a dirty soda is one that's mixed or topped with syrup, juice, or cream. The limited edition Cinna Dirty Soda is a blend of citrus soda and pepperoncini flavor.
So is it a chini dirty? Is that what it is?
I guess. Brings together the vibrant citrus flavor with Papa John's signature pepperoncini kick, culminating in a fizzy, tangy concoction that's as addictive as your latest binge-watching obsession. The Cinna Dirty Mountain Dew Papa John's collab soda. Gator, you're going to try this.
I haven't said this in a while, but that's a no for me, dog. Absolutely not. No. I mean, pepperoncinis, I'm not the biggest fan of them. Every once in a while, they make sense. A little brightness, a little bite flavor. If I put it on pizza, I don't mind it with the right other ingredients on a pizza. But other than that, I'm not a big pepperoncini guy.
Okay.
And you're going to mix that with Mountain Dew? It sounds disgusting.
Well, Kang?
Well, I'm actually a big fan of Mountain Dew, and I do enjoy the pepperoncini, but not together. This sounds not a good idea. I don't want carbonated spiciness. I feel like it makes it worse.
Yeah.
I'm out on this.
Yeah,
man.
It's really, I think this sounds really weird, but.
What if it was packed with protein, Doug?
I might try it. And finally. finally, Gator, Miller Lite has re-collaborated with Kingsford Charcoal, the Kingsford Miller Lite Beer Coal. How's the beer coal made? The brand shared in a joint statement that it's crafted by infusing the legendary performance of Kingsford original charcoal with real Miller Lite, delivering a bold, smoky taste to every bite. Gator, will you try the beer-infused charcoal briquette, Kingsford and Miller Lite?
No. Gatorson. No, I don't have, yeah.
Can
a you? Wood-fired grill, so even if I did, I wouldn't do this. It just seems like a waste. Just give me the charcoal. I'll add the flavor with other stuff. What beer-flavored charcoal? What the hell is that?
Can you?
No, I'm out. I would just pour beer on whatever I need to want to taste like beer.
I want to marinate my chicken and beer. I'll marinate in...
What's next? White Claw charcoal?
Yeah, give it time.
Only the kids would like that.
This might be a first. Two no's and I'm a yes. I'll give this a shot. Miller Lite's my favorite long-haul beer. I'll give it a shot. I'm always trying new stuff on the grill.
It's not, I mean, I like Miller Lite as well, but as we both know, and as anybody has ever had a Miller Lite, you know, there's not a ton of flavor to it.
Yeah, but I'm intrigued as to this combination here. There are other ways to do it. Obviously, you can flavor and, you know, dip your food in it and a beer can chicken or something like this.
Yeah.
I want to see what this is all about. And I do like experimenting on the grill, which brings us to what today is. Today is National Barbecue Day. National Barbecue Day. We want to know right now at 248-539-9797, what is your personal barbecue hack? What have you come up with that you or everybody else loves that you do, either you invented or it's your signature barbecue hack? 248-539-9797. We will get to that coming up at 1250. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, I got to tell you, when you go for a car buying experience, you know it can be just a pain. You don't like dealing with it. You don't want to haggle. And you're just sometimes you're just confused with the whole experience, right? Well, that's not the case at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. These folks make it easy and they make it fun. In fact, right now they've got two incredible lease specials that are hard to beat. You can drive home in a 2025 Equinox EV for only $249 a month with just $1,499 down. It's for 24 months. Or if you need a truck that works as hard as you do, you got a 2025 Silverado 2FL, also $249 a month for 24 months, and it's got the same down payment. And that includes the taxes and the fees. That's huge. Plus, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield, they've got over 500 vehicles in stock, so you're not stuck with just a few options. And they're open on Saturdays for sales and service with no appointment needed. And heads up, their Memorial Day sale lasts all month long. So now is the perfect time to make your move. You'll see what I mean when you stop by Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. They treat you right. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, together, let's drive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay, so today is National Barbecue Day, and we're looking for your barbecue hack. What is it that you do that's unique or something you saw online that has become your staple? You're either known for it, maybe you invented it. Like when people say, you know what he does really well? What is it on the barbecue that you do very well? And I will tell you, there's a couple things that I there's an Ace Hardware that I go to that carries all kinds of different wood chunks. Like
pellets?
No, not the pellets. Okay. Big wood chunks.
The chunks, gotcha.
That you can get hickory, you can get apple, you can get, like, I love mixing that in with the charcoal. I get the chunk charcoal and put it in the green egg and then the wood chunks to give it that real smoky flavor.
Sure.
In fact, I brought in food here, like leftovers, and I'll just open it up and you can... Gator, you've commented on, you can smell it.
Oh,
like, I don't know that I can barbecue without doing that again, but I will say this, Kang, I give you a ton of credit for the griddle idea. When you first brought up the griddle, I'm like, what is this? Come on, this isn't really going to be a thing. It is so a thing. It is so a thing. A, and B, we did something we'd never done before with the griddle recently. We made a pasta dish on it where we got like the cheese-filled whatever.
Ravioli.
Ravioli, thank you. Cheese-filled ravioli. And we put it frozen on the griddle. We did peppers, onions, little steak seasoning, diced up some sausage, turkey sausage. Actually, it was chicken sausage. But anyway, we diced them up, cooked them on the griddle, and then cooked the ravioli on the griddle.
Yeah, it was frozen, you said, right? So I'm imagining the moisture helped cook it, you know, the raviolis on there.
It was
helped steam them up.
So good.
And yeah, you could do pasta on the griddle, man.
Did you cover the pasta?
Yes.
Okay.
You do. Yep.
That sounds good.
Yep.
It sounds good. I'm not a, when I think barbecue, I think of like, you know, low and slow doing something forever or, sure. You know, you pulled pork, something like that. But I also understand for us, it means kind of grilling and, you know, you're grilling stuff. I don't do a ton of it.
Yeah.
And when I redid my kitchen, I have an indoor grill as part of my stovetop. I also have the flat top, which is cool too. Mm-hmm. But what my hack is just with hamburgers and it's real simple. It's just I take probably a good teaspoon, maybe 2 teaspoons of like A1 steak sauce for my burgers.
Okay.
I make like a little hole in the middle of a ball of the ground beef, and then I pour the A1 in there, and then I'll close it, and then I'll form the patty, and it ends up keeping the entire patty moist, and they turn out awesome. It's a fantastic hamburger.
You do it like the filler in a donut,
kind of. Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of like that.
Kang, you got a barbecue hack or a grilling hack?
I was just talking to Kenny about my hack. My hack is I try not to be the one grilling.
Smart.
Like, I want to just be the guy eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Have the beer next to the guy who's cooking.
Yes.
Come on, Dad. Yeah. Step up, Dad.
Like, that guy, I mean, he is just, everyone's always like, is it done yet? They're hovering. They go walk over. They start picking off the grill. You know what I mean? Like, it's back off, all right? And then you're the last person to eat.
And you wonder why your youngest girl hates you. Hey,
leaders eat last.
Is that the saying?
But you also sit. I mean, it's true. The I mean, you're sitting next to the grill with a beer.
You should be.
And that's why, is it ready yet? Not even close.
I'll let you know when it's
ready. This has three more beers to go before it's ready.
Keep drinking.
What is your barbecue hack or your grilling hack? 248-539-9797. It is National Barbecue Day. We go to Steve. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I'm going to try not to choke up here, but several years ago, I lost my brother-in-law to brain cancer. Oh, man. And before he died, we were up at my camper. We were smoking chicken. And we took a whole layer of Italian sausage and we put it on the rack above the chicken. Okay. And it just dripped.
I was going to say,
the
Italian sausage down? Oh.
All over the chicken. And it created this most wonderful thing. And to this day, when the family gets together, we still make it. And it's officially called Oh My Todd. And it is, you got to try it. If you've never tried it, Italian sausage dripping down on chicken. And think of my brother-in-law, Todd, while you're doing it.
That sounds awesome, Steve. I know Doug's not going to do that because it's Italian sausage. But the idea, you can appreciate the
idea. I can appreciate the idea, and I can appreciate the story.
The setup is great,
yeah, may Todd rest in peace. What a great story.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 248-539-9797.
I like that hack. Good hack there.
And Oh My Todd is pretty sweet. Tim on a cell, you're next on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I know you guys are outdoorsy and a little bit sitting on the lake all day, but I got a hack for ribs. So okay. We used to go up north, feeding a lot of people, so like six slabs, and you get those metal tins from wherever, you know, those aluminum tins. Good aluminum foil. You rip off the back skin, the bone side. Put a bone side down in these foil pans, and then you mix up a pitcher of barbecue sauce and orange juice. And then you fill the pans up where it's just touching the bones a little bit, maybe 3/4 of an inch. Cover them, stick them in the oven for literally at 200 for about 6 hours. And you go on the boat, enjoy your day, have fun. Come back in, you take them out, but you gotta let them sit. So you gotta get all the juice out, you let them sit. They firm back up, because if you just eat them then, they'll just fall off the bone, which I don't really like. They'll firm back up. Then you grill them with barbecue sauce. It's a set it and forget it.
You know, I often talk about the decisions I make when it comes to food where I really think I miss out is ribs. I know you're not a ribs guy. You don't like the mess.
Don't like the mess.
But whenever I, like on game days, and people are smoking ribs, I'm walking to the stadium to work, and I smell that. I'm like,
there's no denying that smell.
That smell is incredible.
Yeah, as I've gotten a little bit older, I'm more open to ribs than I was, like, say, 5 years ago. These kinds of recipes, they always intrigue me. It's like, because it's simple. You low temperature, low and slow, throw it in an oven for a while, and then finish them off on a grill with some kind of sauce. Makes sense to me. You know, I'd probably hold off on a sauce and I'd just use it as a dipping sauce so I can really maximize the sauce. I hear you. I hear you.
I'm missing out.
Oh, they taste better than they smell, Doug.
Yeah, well, they smell incredible. Rob, you're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great.
So I do an apple smoked prime rib. Ooh. Basically what I do is roll out the prime rib, you know, long slice it, roll it open, put it basically a thin cinnamon apple, cinnamon sugar and apple slices, roll it back together, salt, pepper, garlic, a couple of garlic cloves too on the inside from time to time. Some people actually really like it that way. And then I will slow smoke that puppy until it's about 128 degrees. Then I'll flame braise it, and I typically slow smoke it with three, because you got a BGE, so you do three hickory and three apple crisscross from each other, and then a little bit of apple cider vinegar, red wine, and water in a steam pan below it, and then just flame braise it at the end, or sear it however you want, but I typically will flame braise it. And I have done no joke, certified that I can prove that I have 4 tons of prime rib for people.
For what?
4 tons?
4 tons?
4 tons. I have done over 8,000 pounds of prime rib. So, and I can certify, I could say that that is the one that's most asked for.
Wow, that's a lot of prime rib.
BG, is it a big green egg? Is that what that is?
I think that's what he meant. Yeah, that's what I was.
Just so people understand. Smoker type thing.
From Marlin Wall Lake, when it comes to barbecuing, there's nothing better than a burger. In my opinion, and what I've done, I do my normal seasoning, salt, pepper, and I put A1 steak sauce before grilling it. When it's done, it tastes absolutely fantastic. It's a game changer. So he's just like you. Puts the A1 in there. My barbecue hack is microwaving my chicken pieces for 5 to 7 minutes, so it only takes 30 to 40 minutes on the grill. That's from Pops and the D. I love grilling a burger inside tin foil with a thick slice of onion and Catalina dressing.
Catalina That's dressing.
Chad in Midland. I put a slice of butter on everything I grill, then cover it in foil paper. Creates a juice, and I spread over the top of everything.
Use foil paper at all?
Occasionally, yeah. Yep. Depends on what I'm cooking. Without a doubt. I got a plank I like to do the fish on. But.
Oh, yeah, like a cedar plank?
Yep. Pete Manistee says, barbecue pork ribs. Don't forget to peel the thin film off the fat back of the ribs. It's key for all.
The silver skin.
For the fall off the bone ribs. Sweet Baby Ray sauce. Some people bake them, then grill them. And on the grill, I boil them. I boil the crap out of them and then put them on the grill.
I hear people do that too, yeah.
Brian in Canton says,
controversial.
Mine is homemade bacon. It's easy to do, but a bit time consuming. You'll never buy bacon at the store again. Tom in Flat Rock says, I thought Doug was going to tell us about the side burner exclusively dedicated to kale.
Do you have one of those?
No, I don't.
Is that your barbecue hack?
No, it's not. 248-539-9797. Okay, this Lions assistant coach is predicting a player that he thinks is going to take a big step this year. Hear what he has to say today at 105 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1.
So you get ready to watch some sports this weekend. There's no better place in town than go to 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. It's the best. They got amazing food, great atmosphere, great specials, the best wings in town. And with the spring and warm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.